Hello, everyone. Summary of DAF 39 of Likutei Torah, Parshas Emor, the very end of the explanation of the discourse that spoke about the spiritual significance of waving the Kohen, waving the two breads on Shavuot atop the two lambs. Very Kabbalistic discourse about the inter-inclusion of emotions and the inter-inclusion of intellect with emotions that are below the intellect and inter-inclusion of intellect with emotions that are above intellect. Now, the waving of the two breads specifically has to be with lamb, specifically, because the breads come from vegetative matter, and their source is actually higher than that of the lamb, because we know that the lower something is, since vegetative matter is lower than animal matter, animal kingdom, therefore its source is higher. So by waving the bread with the lamb together, it makes it possible for the lamb to be elevated to a higher place, to a higher spiritual level, much higher than the lamb would have never been elevated to if it wasn't waved together with the bread. And we spoke about how the breads, two breads, correspond to the written and oral Torah, respectively, and how the written Torah has this unique quality over the oral Torah that it has the cantillation marks within the written Torah. And those cantillation marks allude to the singing and the beauty of reason and tone and joy within the Torah. And the advantage of the oral Torah is the fact that it explains the mitzvahs and how we can practically apply it in the most practical level. And when this infinite godliness comes down here to the lowest levels, it has to make sure, we have to make sure that there's no unikus achitzonim. Just like the letter shin is used for holy, very holy words, like for example, Hashem's name is with the shin, letter shin. But on the other hand, the word sheker also starts with letter shin. So there's negativity. The infinite godly light comes down in this world, it's possible for negativity to leech on. And that is why Rachel and Leah need to be specifically united with Yaakov, our patriarch, in order to allow for a hamshacha, this drawing down of godly light and energy into this world in a way that we won't, that will be free of any negativity. Hope that summary suffice for the understanding, and should have a wonderful day.